something that I guess you could say is really taking us in two directions at one time, depending on, or one of these directions, depending on how you want to respond to it, has to do with the fact that work-family balance is a challenge for many working fathers. Now, here's the reason I say that may take you in two different directions. On the one hand, it could be a little frustrating because there's not but so much time in a day. And, you know, in a 24-hour period, I mean, there are only 24 hours in a 24-hour period. And part of that time needs to be spent sleeping. That is a need. Sleep is a need. So you only have so many hours that you're awake that you're able to do other things, whatever you're going to do, all that you'll do. 24 hours minus the number of hours that you spend sleeping is what you have left to do all the other things. Work-family balance. I'm so glad that they're calling it work-family balance rather than work-life balance. As a lot of you have heard me say in the past, work is part of life. Family is part of life. And so it's not that you're trying to balance work with your life when work is part of your life. It's not that you're trying to work, trying to balance family with life when family is part of your life. I like the fact that Pew is saying now it's about work-family balance, because that's what you're trying to balance. Even when you're asleep, that's part of life. Work-family balance. Pew Research Center surveys have found that just like mothers, 52%, you know, we have a lot, many of today's fathers find it challenging to balance their work with their family life. 52% of working fathers say that it is either very difficult or somewhat difficult to balance work with family. Slightly lower than the 60% of working mothers who say the same. 60% of working mothers say it is a challenge to balance work and family. 52% of fathers say it is a challenge to balance work and family. 29% of working fathers say that they always feel rushed. 37% of working mothers say the same. 37% of mothers say they feel always rushed. 29% of fathers say they always, working fathers say they always feel rushed. Here's another deal. Working fathers are as likely as working mothers to say they would prefer to be home with their children. Now, here we go. On the negative side, work-family balance. Let me go back to that for just a moment. Work-family balance. On the not-so-positive side, you have a lot of people who are a bit stressed because it is so difficult balancing work with family. On the positive side, the fact that there are so many mothers and so many fathers who want to balance work and family. It's important to them. And I say this partly because I really want more and more of our ladies to be encouraged by the fact that there are fathers, there are many men who are on the same page with the women who feel this way. I want a family and I want to spend quantity time with my family so that I can spend quality time with my family. Working fathers, next point, are as likely as working mothers to say they would prefer to be home with your children, but that they need to work because they need the income. 48% of working fathers with children under 18 say they prefer to be home, while roughly the same share say that even though it takes them away from their family, they want to keep working. And we know that there are mothers and fathers who take that position. They want to work because there are so many people who feel productive by working. There are some sense of fulfillment that we will get from working at this job or that job, working this career or that career, that we're not going to get by being at home working with family. And that's not to say that either is bad. As it turns out, most of us, you know, are multifaceted personalities. who really require more than one type of activity to help us have a sense of fulfillment. Some people need the career and the family. Some people, to flip that, need the family and the career, while some are okay with just family involvement. Some are okay with just career involvement. But some people, because of the way they're wired, need both. Many of today's dads say that they spend at least as much time with their kids as their own parents spent with them. But most still feel that is not enough. We have mothers and fathers who are feeling that way. On the one hand, again, it's unfortunate that there is so much going on that so many parents, mothers and fathers, fathers as well as mothers, say they just don't have enough time with their children, with family. On the positive side, the love in the hearts of our fathers and mothers is so strong towards their families that they want to spend more time with family.